I'm here with Mark McCabe from Audit Scotland to talk about a new report on the Scottish Prison Service. Mark, can you first of all explain why this report's come about?
The Scottish Prison Service faces a number of problems that have gotten considerably worse over the last 18 months. It's this combination of pressures which has prompted the Auditor General to prepare this report. In a nutshell, Scotland's prisons are overcrowded and the Scottish Prison Service is facing threats to its financial sustainability and its operational safety and effectiveness. This is highlighted in prisoner numbers, which increased by over 700 to 8,212 during 2018-19. The number of prisoners is well in excess of the prison service's operating capacity. Prisoner numbers are forecast to increase further, and worst case scenario is that they could exceed the prison service's maximum capacity.
What are the reasons for this rise?
There are several factors across the justice system that are contributing to rises in the prisoner population, including longer sentences, the end of early automatic parole, and less use of things like electronic tags. Financial pressures and staff absences are another reason, as they're restricting efforts to prepare and support prisoners for life outside of prison, which in turn has an impact on those qualifying for parole.
Presumably the rising prisoner numbers puts pressure on the prison service's finances.
Yes, rising numbers mean increasing costs. In addition, the Scottish Prison Service revenue budget reduced by 12.5% in real terms between 2014-15 and 2018-19, at around £49 million. At the end of March this year, the Prison Service asked the Scottish Government for additional funding as it's not able to operate within its 2019-20 revenue budget. We've also found that sickness absence in the prison service is high and increasing. Data from July 2019 shows average sickness absence amongst prison officers increased to 17 days a year. The largest cause of sickness absence is stress. Stress-related sickness absence among staff rose by nearly one-third in 2018-19. Because of the high level of sickness absence, prison officers have been working increased hours to maintain the service. Additional payments to staff for working longer hours have gone up by 65%.
How well is the Scottish Prison Service maintaining prisons?
There have been delays in redeveloping and replacing parts of the prison estate, including Scotland's largest prison, Barlinnie, which presents the biggest risk of failure in the prison system. The Scottish Prison Service also plans to achieve most of its identified financial savings in 2019-20 by reducing planned maintenance work. This increases the risk of there not being enough space for prisoners or that a modern prison service isn't provided.
Mark, as you've highlighted throughout this podcast, the Scottish Prison Service faces a combination of profound pressures. What do you want to see happen as a result of this report?
Firstly, reducing prisoner numbers will need a response from across the criminal justice system. We recognise this won't be easy. We also want to see the Scottish Prison Service and the Scottish Government work together to ensure the long-term financial sustainability of the organisation. We want to see the Prison Service quickly agree a medium-term financial strategy. This is critical so that it can respond to the challenges it faces and achieve financial sustainability over a longer period.
Mark, thank you very much. And you can find the full report at audit-scotland.gov.uk.